got quite involved with the other groups that were working on computers at the time, including the Moore School of Engineering at the University of Pennsylvania, that was interested in making computers, and also John von Neumann, who became a consultant of the government on computing generally, and who used to come to see us. And eventually, as the war progressed, it became evident that the analog techniques could be developed to be used in the field, whereas the digital techniques could be used mostly for computations that were needed for other applications in the war, but not for field use. Now, the most notable one of those was to make ballistic tables. So the Moore School was asked to build a huge machine to make such a thing that later became the ENIAC. However, there was a long time of negotiations and what have you. And during that time, we were asked to, RCA was asked to undertake the building of this machine. But we turned the offer down. In fact, Dworkin turned the offer down. I was very sorry, by the way, that he did, because I think it would have been lots of fun to do it. And we were by far the most able group, I think, in the country at the time to do it. In fact, we were asked to tell everything we knew to the Moore School. And I went to the Moore School many times and saw some of the other people too. I mean, I wasn't the only one by then. And it was all an atmosphere, of course, of great fervor for the war and so forth. Nobody worried about patents or priorities or anything like this. And
what were Dworkin's reasons for turning it down?
Well, Dworkin's reasons for turning it down were that the machine the estimate would take about 20,000 tubes. As it turns out, it was about right, because I think it took about 25,000. And that the mean free pass between, or time between failure, would therefore be 10 minutes or so, and it turned out to be about that. And he didn't want to be involved in something as sort of massive and unreliable as that.
Break down every 10 minutes.
Yes, right. You'd have to replace a tube or something. And but I was very active with all the people at the time, and with von Neumann and Hermann Goldstein, Eckhart and Shepard and Brainard and many other people at the time. And the ENIAC was at first a dedicated machine to the one problem. As the machine was being built, people had ideas of solving other problems. And so therefore the idea was to make a matrix of wires to change the wiring depending on the problem, and then you change one matrix from another to change problems. And so then the idea was, well, maybe you could put some read-only memories to do that. And then gradually the idea came that maybe you could put just a plain random access memory to do that, and then have a universal machine. And the way I see the concept of the universal random machine of today, it was born in a very gradual way, and not by one man, but it was a very gradual and sort of great concept. And it was after the fact, as far as I can see, that the people dug up the fact that Babbage or Lady Hamilton or whoever had the idea it was some contraption that they built in the 19th century. I mean, in reality, it all happened in a very gradual way, and nobody read the literature in the past, which is usually the way things happen. And so I frankly, you know, this idea of ascribing, you know, in such a clear-cut way, the idea that somebody invented the stored program computer is not so, as far as I can see. However, it turns out that that was a tremendously big concept, of course, and underlying the whole art. Now, let's see. During that time, we, I forgot the exact dates, we also developed a tube that was a computing tube, a computron we call it, which was an exercise of integrated vacuum electronics, you might call it today, because it had, a 14 by 14 array of calculating cells. So it was like an integrated chip of a little calculator today, only in vacuum technology. Well, we actually never made a full tube, but we made a few cells of it, and it did work all right. We had a contract from somebody rather than the government to do this.